And now you can ease your way into Graham Pascoe's morning music program. Almost a couple of hours of music to entertain you with recordings by people including Ella Fitzgerald, Tony Bennett, Paul Robeson and Gladys Moncrief, Louis Armstrong, Billie Holiday, Alan Jones. And they're just a selection from the first part of the program. I'll play a recording by my singer of renown, an Australian singer whom you may or may not have heard before. I'm going to begin my program with two songs from the Canadian songwriter, singer, Paul Anka. One of them is a vocal by Paul, and in the other, Frank Sinatra will sing Paul Anka's lyrics.
I'm so young and you're so old, this my darling I've been told. I don't care just what they say, 'cause forever I will pray. You and I, we will be as free as the birds up in the trees. Oh, please stay by me, Diana. Thrills I get when you hold me close. Oh, my darling, you're the most. I love you, but do you love me? Oh, Diana, can't you see? I love you with all my heart, and I hope we will never part. Oh, please stay by me, Diana. When you hold me in your loving arms, I can feel you giving all your charms. Hold me, darling, hold me tight. Squeeze me, baby, with all your might. Oh, please stay by me, Diana.
Diana, one of just many songs written by Paul Anka, and his recording of Diana topped our charts in 1957. Paul Anka wrote the English lyrics to a French song which Frank Sinatra recorded as My Way.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Regrets I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes,
Sinatra's recording of My Way was accompanied by an orchestra conducted by Don Costa, who also made that very impressive arrangement of the song. Don Redman was a renowned musician and songwriter, and he had a hand in writing the next two songs that you'll hear.
Doesn't
Don Redman and Andy Ratoff wrote Gee Baby in 1929. Janet Seidel, the Australian singer, recorded it in Sydney in 1999 or maybe 1997.
I let a song go out of my heart. It was the sweetest melody. I know I lost heaven 'cause you were the song. Since you and I thing to me, please come back, sweet music. I know I was wrong. Am I too late to make amends? You know
I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart, written by Don Redman and Duke Ellington, whose orchestra accompanied by Ella Fitzgerald in that recording from 1957. I wish I could tell you who the violinist was, but I don't have that information.
I had a dear old guardian, and he had ways Edwardian. At tea every day, if he burped, he would say, oh, I beg your pardon to me. Now I've attained seniority and come to my majority. I've traveled far, tasted snails, caviar, so with some authority I say, if you want a bon vivant to brighten up the scene, or a jolly extra man to give the party sheen, strolling on the Parthenon or bowling on the green, I play mandolin and tambourine. We'll travel if you want a bon vivant who only aims to please, punting on the Hellespont or at my lady's tees, tickling her fancies and her risibilities. Just drop a note to me, my services are free, for I'm the bon vivant you want. All around the anteroom, the butler chased the maid, out the door and down the path and through the leafy glade. Using my binoculars, I followed the parade. While the soup was getting cold, he still pursued her. Though his zeal persisted, still his efforts went for naught. She opened up an early lead and never would be caught. When the race was over and seeing her distraught, I took her in my arms, allaying her alarms, saying, I'm the bon vivant you want. Now for the life men dream about, days that a king might scheme about. Once I have got my palatial yacht, I shall slowly steam about the Rhine. Fie on the word economy, I'll live a life of bonhomie. Sail into port for a night pour la sport, full of rare gastronomy and wine. Visiting my Auntie Boo in tiny Liechtenstein, strolling into meadowland amidst the lowing kine, flirting mid the milking maid, mid cheeks of apple shine, strolling up above the timberline und skiing, dueling the Habsburgs at such carefree days they were. Just before the Chancellor partitioned up the Ruhr, drinking beer at Heidelberg, unfolding hands with her. My consort is the maid who made the butler fade. So if you need a pair for your pied-à-terre, just drop a note to me, and for a modest fee, I'll be the bon vivant you want.
That was Bing Crosby with the British Orchestra of Pete Moore, recording made in Great Britain in 1975. It was Bon Vivant, a composition of Robert Dolan, with lyrics by Johnny Mercer, written in 1962. My next two selections are meant to be tributes to a couple of songwriters, one Charlie Shavers, who was born this day in 1917, also a trumpeter, and the other George Corey Jr., who was born this day in 1920.
Keep me in suspense and you know it. much sense, 'cause you keep me in suspense and you know it. And you promise to return, when you don't I really burn. Well, I guess I'll never learn and I show it.
Fiona Thorne sang Undecided with the Ted White Big Band, a recording made in Melbourne in 1997. It was written by Charlie Shavers with lyrics by Sidney Rowan. Undecided. I Left My Heart in San Francisco, a composition of George Corey Jr. Of course, the recording I played was by the Romantic Strings Orchestra, made in 1966. In 1962, it was Tony Bennett who made us aware of the song I Left My Heart in San Francisco. Today's the anniversary of the birth of Tony Bennett in 1926. Here's one of the songs that he wrote, or that he sang, and reached the top of the Australian hit parades in 1952.
I tried so hard, my dear, to show that you're my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Another love before my time made your heart sad and blue. And so my heart is paying now for things I didn't do. In
unkind words are said that make the teardrops start. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? There was a time when I believed that you belonged to me. But now I know your heart is shackled to a memory. The more I learn to care for you, the more we drift apart. Doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart.
Hank Williams wrote Cold, Cold Heart, a tremendous hit for Tony Bennett in 1952. Do you remember Paul Robeson's recording of Trees?
I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree. A tree whose hungry mouth is pressed against the earth's sweet flowing breath.
Trees, written by Oscar Hasbach and Joyce Kilmer in 1922.
Springtime is here, soon you'll be near, when all our holdings are mended.
Australian soprano Gladys Moncrief sang Janine, I Dream of Lilac Time, introduced in a motion picture in 1928. And many of the songs that I play are recordings of songs that were introduced in movies. This is another one. This one introduced in a 1935 movie.
Thank you.
for Love. That was, of course, Louis Armstrong. It was introduced in a motion picture called Every Night at Eight, sung by Francis Lagford. The song was written by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields. In 1946, Warner Brothers decided to make a movie loosely based on the life and career of songwriter Night and Day. And that was, of course, one of Cole Porter's most successful songs, and the film was titled Night and Day. Porter's Night and Day. My next two selections are songs attributed to American songwriters Chet Forrest and Robert Wright.
She listens carefully to each little tune you play.
Me, la bella.
cantando, signorita?
Dici mi muchachito, she'd love to sing it too if only she knew the way. But she may, in her voice there's a flaw, and all that the lady can say is yeah.
Señorita, don't you see that not so big, there's a mosquito, but so sweet like my chiquita, you're the one for me.
That was Alan Jones, The Donkey Serenade, introduced in a 1937 film, written by Chet Forrest and Robert Wright.
Take my hand, I'm a stranger in paradise, all lost in a wonderland, a stranger in paradise. If I stand starry-eyed, that's a danger in paradise. For mortals who stand beside an angel like you, I saw your face and I ascended out of the commonplace into the rare. Somewhere in space I hang suspended until I know there's a chance that you care. The fervent prayer of a stranger in paradise. Don't send me in dark despair from all that I hunger for, but open your angel's arms to the stranger in paradise and tell him that he need be a stranger no more.
You say you're a gardener. What kind of flowers should I plant along the fence?
I must go in a moment. Will you meet me here again this evening?
I thought hyacinths, but perhaps oleanders.
At moonrise, here in the garden, please.
Yes. Yes, of course.
Until tonight.
Tonight.
You won't forget. You won't fail me.
I saw your face, and I ascended out of the
in dark despair from all that I hunger for, but open your angel's arms to the stranger in paradise and tell me that I need be a stranger.
Stranger in Paradise from the score of the musical production Kismet in 1953. And that was also a version from the 1955 MGM film, sung by Anne Blythe and Victor Moan, written by Chet Forrest and Robert Wright, based on the music of Alexandra Borodin.